Bush?
Here.
Clemens?
Here.
Fetterhoff?
Here.
Geller excused? Gottlieb excused? Grant?
Here.
Mariano?
Here.
McLean?
Here.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Present.
Rommel?
Here.
Schlossberg King?
Here.
Toledo excused? Wilhite?
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members on the desk, this is a special order letter for session on Tuesday, February 1, 2022. As the rules require, negotiated time allocations are included for questions and debate on all bills on special order. Are there any questions? Is there any public testimony? Seeing none. Is there debate? Seeing none. All in favor of the special order letter, say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the special order letter is adopted. Just a reminder that the amendment deadline for Tuesday's session is tomorrow. Main amendments must be submitted to House bill drafting by 3 p.m. and approved for filing by 4 p.m. Adhering amendments must be submitted to House bill drafting by 6:30 p.m. and approved for filing by 7 p.m. Next up, we have consideration of special amendment deadlines and procedures on the General Appropriations Act and related bills. Members, the procedures are on your desk. No later than next Friday, the Appropriations Committee will publish the proposed GAA implementing bill and conforming legislation. All amendments by all members, including those appointed to the Appropriations Committee, must be filed by 4:30 p.m. the day before the Appropriations Committee meets to consider those bills. Member requests will be treated as timely filed if received before the relevant deadline. On Thursday, February 10th, the Appropriations Committee will file and publish the GAA implementing bill and conforming legislation to be considered on the floor the following week. All main amendments to the GAA by all members, including those appointed to the Appropriations Committee, must be filed by 9 a.m. on the business day before the bill is scheduled to be considered on special order. Packages of amendments will be published by 1 p.m. that day. All adhering amendments to the GAA by all members must be filed by 3 p.m. on the same day. Requests for amendments to the GAA, whether in committee or the floor, will be accepted only from the House member who wishes to file it or from an employee of the House. Amendment requests must be delivered by the member or House employee, along with written authorization of the sponsoring member on their letterhead. Email requests are not accepted. Four amendments to the implementing bill and conforming bills must be filed with the House Bill Drafting Service and approved for filing by the usual deadlines required by House Rule 12.2. Does anybody need me to repeat that? Are there any questions? Any public testimony? Seeing none, any debate? All in favor of the special amendment deadlines and procedures, say yay. Opposed, no. Show the special amendment deadlines and procedures are adopted. Next up, we have a few substantive bills to go through. Our first up will be CS for HB 7001 by Representative Koster. You're invited to the podium and recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair, committee members, thank you for hearing this bill. The 2018 Constitutional Amendment 12, creating Section 8F, Article 2 of the State Constitution, imposes prohibitions. Can you hear me? Is it cutting in and out? Okay. Imposes prohibitions on lobbying by certain public officers, both during and following their public service. Section 1 of the bill provides definitions necessary to the application of these constitutional prohibitions. The bill defines several terms that were defined during three separate House Public Integrity and Elections Committee meetings. Section 2 of the bill provides for enforcement of the constitutional prohibitions. The bill provides that a violation of these new prohibitions are deemed a violation of the Code of Ethics. For a member who's currently in office, that violation would be referred to their respective chamber for enforcement. If a member is post-service, that violation would be referred to the governor, just like any other lobbying ban. Finally, the bill authorizes one or more of the following penalties: public censure and reprimand, civil penalty up to $10,000, and forfeiture of any pecuniary gain received from the illegal lobbying. Both the Attorney General and the Chief Financial Officer of the state are authorized to collect financial penalties imposed. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? All right, and we have an amendment, barcode 454997. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment simply exempts Community Development District Board members from this lobbying ban until such time as they meet all conditions precedent to have a taxing authority under Section 190.006. Okay.
Members, are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Any public testimony? Seeing none. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. You're recognized to close.
Waive close, Chair.
Having waived close, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the amendment is adopted. So we're back on the bill as amended. Is there any public testimony? Seeing none. Any debate? Seeing none. Wow, quiet group. Seeing none, you are recognized to close on your bill.
If only they were all this easy. I'll wave close, Chair.
Very well. Having waved close, Lisa, please call the roll on CS4HB 7001 and announce the result.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused. Gottlieb excused. Grant?
Yes.
Mariano? McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused. Wilhite?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 7001 reported favorably. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Chair. Thank you, committee.
Next up, we have HM 43 by Representative Fabricio. You are recognized to present your memorial.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, committee. This memorial is to state that 6 months ago, on July 11th, the people of Cuba took to the streets to let the world know that they wanted freedom. Following the July 11th protests, Cuban President Díaz-Canel responded by explicitly making a call for combat, urging his supporters to take back the streets. He shut down internet access to counter the reports of human suffering in Cuba. Hundreds of Cubans have been arrested, over 250 have been convicted, and hundreds more are expected to be convicted shortly. Many are missing. This memorial shows Florida's support for the Cuban people and urges the federal government to condemn the Cuban communist leadership, assist the people of Cuba, and formally request an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to request authorization for action. This memorial shows that we are committed to Cuba's freedom and will always support their fight for a true democracy.
Thank you very much. Are there questions on the memorial? Questions? Seeing none, we have an amendment, barcode 736847. You're recognized to present the
amendment. It was brought to my attention that some of the references weren't 100%. Weren't as accurate as we had hoped. So it clarified that the countries of China, Russia, and Venezuela are authoritarian regimes. That is the amendment.
Thank you very much. Are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, any public testimony? Seeing none. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Having waved close, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yay. Yay. Opposed, no. Show the amendment is adopted. We're back on the memorial as amended. Any public testimony? Seeing none. Any debate? Once, twice, okay. You're recognized to close on the memorial.
Wave close, Chair.
Having waved close, Lisa, please call the roll on HM 43 and announce the result.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused. Gottlieb excused. Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused. Wilhite?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, show HM 43 reported favorably. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. That's my fifth and final presentation of the day. Thank
you. All right. Very good. Good for you. All right. Now we have the honor of having Vice Chair Clemens present a number of revisers bills, and we'll go one by one, beginning with PCB RUC 22-01. Representative Clemens, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my most favorite time of the year. For Christmas it is for some people, but when I present these reviser and the repealer bills, it's really, really fun for me. So this bill prospectively adopts statutes of a general and permanent nature that's passed through the last May 2021 special session A, together with the changes made in this year's reviser bills. What it does is it adopts as official statutory law of the state those portions of the statute that are carried forward from regular edition published in 2021, which thus serve as the best evidence of law. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments? Seeing none, do we have any public testimony? No public testimony. Any debate? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I wave close.
Having waved close, Lisa, please call the roll on PCB RUC 22-01 and announce the result.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused, Gottlieb excused, Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused, Wilhite?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCB RUC 22-01 reported favorably. Next up is PCB RUC 22-02. Representative Clemens, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to congratulate the ranking member and their team last night for a substantive win in the softball game that was played. This bill, however, is a general revisor bill, and it's purely technical and non-substantive. It makes changes to removing statutory inconsistencies, any redundancies or unnecessary repetitions. It improves clarity, facilitates correct and proper interpretation. It gets involved in cross-references and grammatical as well as typographical errors. It deletes expired and obsolete language. It reenacts provisions unintentionally omitted in the amendatory process. It transfers, consolidates, and renumbers sections, subsections, chapters, and titles. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
I want to thank you for that clear and grammatically correct presentation. Are there any questions on the bill? We have a question. Representative Wilhite, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative, I'm not really sure. I know you said it was a long time ago, but maybe it was last night. Could you remind me of the score last night?
Let me see if I can remember, maybe somewhere around 14-2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Are there any other questions to the bill? Any other questions to the bill? Seeing none, we have no amendments. So any public testimony? We have no public testimony. Any debate on the bill? No debate. Recognized to close.
In my close, I don't remember. I don't remember a particular state representative out there last night that's missing, but Representative Gottlieb was an instrumental part of that, and maybe perhaps he partied too much last night, and he's not here today. I hope that he takes ibuprofen, and with that, I close on this important bill.
Having closed on his bill, Lisa, please call the roll on PCB RUC 22-02 and announce the result.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused, Gottlieb excused, Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused, Wilhite?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCB RUC 22-02 reported favorably. Next up is PCB RUC 22-03. Representative Clemens, you're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Chair Renner. This bill deletes statutory provisions that have been repealed by non-current, which is past year session of the legislature, where that repeal or expiration date has now occurred, rendering that provision of the statute of no effect. And that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions? Seeing none, are there no amendments? Do we have any public testimony? Seeing none. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I waive close.
Having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on PCB RUC 22-03 and announce the result.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown? Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused, Gottlieb excused, Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused, Wilhite?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCB RUC 22-03 reported favorably. Next up is PCB RUC 22-04. Representative Clemens, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Chair Renner. This bill amends or deletes statutory provisions granting duplicative, redundant, or unused rulemaking authority pursuant to Section 11.242, J, in paragraph 5 of the Florida statutes. And the purpose is to remove unneeded rulemaking authority from the statutes without affecting the ability of the agencies to carry out their responsibilities. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions of the sponsor? Questions? Seeing none, we have no amendments. Any public testimony? I see none. Any debate? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I waive close.
Having waived close, Lisa, please call the roll on PCB RUC 22-04.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused. Gottlieb excused. Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused. Will Height?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCB RUC 22-04 reported favorably. Last up, members, we have PCB RUC 22-05 by Representative Clemens. You're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This reviser's bill makes conforming changes directed by Senate Bill 4A, passed during the 2021A special session, which transferred the gaming oversight responsibilities from the Department of Business and Professional Regulation to the Florida Gaming Control Commission. The reviser bill replaces references throughout the statute for DBPR, Division of Paramutual Wagering, and references to DBPR related to gaming with references all the way over to the Florida Gaming Control Commission under the Attorney General's office. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions of the sponsor? Any questions? Representative Will Height, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do, and I'm not sure if you know this or not, Representative, has all the members of the Gaming Commission been appointed yet? I know the governor talked about, I think, three appointments he made. And have all the positions been filled yet?
I don't know that they have, if you know the answer, but...
Mr. Chairman, I'm not aware of today if those appointments have been made, and if they're made, they need to be confirmed, so I don't know where we are in that process.
I know some names have been announced. I think others have not. Any questions as to the bill?
I just asked because it came up, because it is something we put in there, and now we're talking about it, and I'd like to know if... I just wanted to know the status. Maybe everyone would want to know.
We'll get to that. This is just obviously changing the names. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll find out. It's a good question. Anybody else? Okay. We have no amendments. And any public testimony? No public testimony. Any debate? Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Mr. Chairman, as I close, I would like to make special attention to the staff that makes these sort of changes easy for us as elected representatives. You know, this is not the things that are in the newspaper. These are the things that the government is meant to work smoothly. And as those changes come about, as time goes on and deadlines are placed in previous statutes that are passed on the floor, it's the staff that keeps us up to date to make sure that our statutes are where they need to be and those antiquities or those things of obsolescence are removed from the statutes. And I would like to give the chair and the staff kudos for all of their work, because they work when we're not here making sure these things are up to date.
Well done. Bravo Zulu to the staff, and thank you.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the indulgence of the committee, and I look for your favorable support.
Thank you. Having closed on this bill, Lisa, please call the roll on PCB RUC 22-05 and announce the result.
Representatives Bell?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Geller excused. Gottlieb excused. Grant?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel?
Yes.
Schlossberg King?
Yes.
Toledo excused. Will Height?
Yes.
Chair Renner?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, show PCB RUC 22-05 reported favorably. Seeing no further business before the committee, without objection, Representative Mariano moves we rise. We are adjourned.